It's All Things Considered on Michigan Radio. I'm Jennifer White.
I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel.
Each week we take a look at what's happening in Michigan politics with Susan Demas, publisher of Inside Michigan Politics, and Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Welcome back, Ken and Susan. Happy belated New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
So the state legislature is back to work, and as you predicted last year, Ken, talks are swirling around what to do with the state's projected budget surplus. Estimates are putting it at about $500 million. Now, Republicans and Democrats are already saying where they think the money should go. Ken, what are we hearing?
Well, $500 million sounds like a lot of money, and to most of us it is. But when you start breaking it down and look at the potential of a tax cut or more money for education, it's really pretty modest. For example, if you cut the income tax rate, which is at 4.25% right now, by about a point and a half, a tenth of a point and a half, down to about 4.1%, that's going to cost $300 million a year. And if you increase funding for local schools by a very modest 1 or 2%, that could easily cost about $200 million a year. So you could get to that $500 million number with very, very modest, and I would say small tax cuts and small increases to education funding.
Susan, it seems like the governor has been trying to really dampen expectations around the surplus, especially where tax cuts are concerned. You know, we're officially in an election year. Do you think that enters into the calculation around how this money will be used?
Well, being as it is an election year, especially Republicans who voted for some of these tax increases back in 2011 are going to be looking at ways where they can say that they did provide tax relief for citizens, however modest. And I wouldn't see Rick Snyder vetoing such a bill. But in reality, you know, it's probably not going to be anything terribly significant for the average taxpayer. Most people experience the real tax increases by cutting down on some of those deductions that people take for their children or for college tuition or for charity. And those are costlier, and there really hasn't been discussion about doing anything like that.
Governor Snyder gives his State of the State address next Thursday. He still hasn't officially announced that he plans to run for re-election, but this is a chance for him to make the case for his leadership. Ken, what do you expect to hear?
Well, you have to look at it as kind of an election year speech, which it is, and he clearly has to set the tone that the changes that have been made that he advocated for and has implemented have got the state moving in the right direction. I think that's his primary task in the State of the State. And back to this issue of a tax cut, if he's going to support one, even if, as Susan says, if he signs one at the end of the day, he might as well get out in front of it and advocate for it in his State of the State. He has a statewide audience. There's no better time or no better venue, really, for him to announce that. So if he's going to support one, he might as well announce it then.
Susan, Democrats will provide a rebuttal to the governor's speech, and it's their chance to point at what they see as soft spots in Snyder's record. What are they likely to focus on?
Well, I think that Democrats are going to continue to talk about the cuts that education has seen. They probably will talk about some of the past controversial legislation that he has signed in terms of anti-abortion legislation, right to work, cuts to unemployment benefits, which has become a bigger issue with the federal cuts that have come down the pike. And they certainly are like very well go after him on the lack of road funding movement, since that was his big initiative during his last State of the State in 2012.
And that still hasn't happened.
I'm sorry, in 2013.
And that still hasn't happened. Susan Demas is publisher of Inside Michigan Politics, and Ken Sikkema is Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Susan, Ken, good to talk to you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.